Now, a recent survey says citizens are less satisfied with federal government websites than before. But for those who do like the websites, they're more likely to keep using them and recommending them to others. These findings are from 4C Results. The president and CEO, Larry Fried, joining us now to explain exactly what they found and exactly what it all means. Larry, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, the purpose, of course, of the survey to test eGov initiatives and to see how the federal government is reaching out to the public. What are you finding? What did you find in this survey?
Well, this quarter, the score actually dropped a half a point from what was 74.1 on a scale of 0 to 100 last quarter to a 73.6. And we had had three quarters of steady increase. And so a little bit concerning that the score is dropping, but also somewhat understandable based on the transition that's happening with the administration.
I would think that, yeah, that it, because of the transition and because everybody seems so upbeat and all about change and hope and transparency and collaboration, that the score had actually gone up.
Well, what's interesting is when we think about satisfaction, you know, we think about how the experience is compared to what our expectations were. So the very simple definition of satisfaction is a combination of what we get and what we expect. And we can apply that to just about everything that we do. If we drive in a high-end car versus a low-end car, our expectations are different. If we walk into a fast food restaurant versus a four-star restaurant, our expectations are different. We may end up with the same level of satisfaction for different experiences, right, because of our expectations are different. And that's really what happened this quarter in that, you know, with the administration change and obviously an administration that's very focused on technology, been very successful utilizing the internet in the campaign, brought some people with a great reputation and great background in technology into the fold. Yet, you know, the changes haven't really rolled out to most of government yet. And then really that's also magnified by a lot of the people that are now being drawn into government and are inquisitive about what's going on are going to have a tendency to be a bit more of a tech-savvy crowd, an internet-savvy crowd, because, you know, they were engulfed in the Obama campaign, which really reached out to that younger, more internet-savvy audience.
And one of your findings actually talks about how many times have we heard the most tech savvy president ever, the Obama Barry? You know, everyone does have the expectations of what we're going to get from government websites has really been ratcheted up, hasn't it?
It really has. And while we've seen some change happen on whitehouse.gov and recovery.gov, and, you know, I definitely like the things that they're doing, the people that they're bringing in, you know, the processes that they're starting on, but it's still government. It's going to take a while to happen. Yet our expectations happen much faster than that. And even when you look at whitehouse.gov, I think it adds a lot to the website, but it has a lot of marketing components to it. And, you know, I think there's some things that they can sort of step back and even do a better job on sites like that as well.
And things like what? What are we talking about?
Well, when you look at whitehouse.gov, it's got a lot of great information on it, but the area that we would call above the fold, so when you open your browser window, what first strikes you on the website, what you can see before you scroll down, it has a tendency to be four or five frames of things that President Obama is doing. And when you click through, you can actually get the details of it, but, you know, there's a large area, you know, put to a photo of him meeting a group, talking to someone. And so there's still a little bit in that marketing aspect. And while it's understandable because they're still trying to get some of their programs started and get some budgets approved and things like that, so it still is a bit of a marketing campaign. You know, there's a balance between shifting from the campaign side to the government side and moving a bit more from the marketing to the content and informational side, much like you said a few minutes ago about, you know, the challenge on recovery.gov, finding where to go to participate in that dialogue. That's a great feature that they've added. You know, it's all about transparency and participatory in government. Yeah, you got to go find it. So it's a balancing act, and it's not an easy task. And yet I think they are putting the right steps in place. So I'm very optimistic about the future for eGov and the improvement in the experience on the websites, but it's going to take some time for it to take hold.
Okay, so it sounds like those who give it a shot, those who use these federal websites, stick with it, look for the links that might be hard to find, actually click through, find the information that they want. They would be more satisfied than people maybe who aren't as patient with it, maybe people who look at it, don't find what they want, and then they move on. And then those people who are satisfied are more likely to recommend to others, yeah?
Yeah, the people that are more, to that second point, the people that are more satisfied, there's a huge payback, not only for the citizens, right, because we're getting more information, we're getting it quicker, we're getting it at a time that's convenient and easy for us, but we're also more likely to use it as a primary resource if we had a satisfying experience versus a dissatisfying experience. In fact, 86% more likely to use that website as a primary resource. So what does that translate to? Well, that translates to cost savings, because what we're able to then accomplish is when we're looking for information, the first place we're going to go is to the web, not to a call center, not to an office, not to an agency somewhere. And obviously, so the ability for government to deploy those services becomes more cost effective. With respect to, you know, the overall satisfaction and you know, the persistence of looking for what you need, there's a lot of truth to be said there. When we look at an aggregate across the more than 100 sites that we measured here in this index, the content on the website is always scores very high. Again, at an aggregate level, there's some sites that are lower than others, but at an aggregate level, the content is very high. In other words, people are very satisfied with the quality and the accuracy of the content, but yet they struggle often with finding what they're looking for, navigating the sites, searching the sites, and even going between sites. The sites are organized the way the government's organized, although that's starting to change a little bit, but they're not necessarily organized the way people think. So when we see a site like recovery.gov, that's a great step forward because citizens are thinking about the Recovery Act, and they can go to recovery.gov and find it. It's a little more intuitive than trying to find it through Treasury or the White House or one of the other agencies.
And yet, it's interesting. I was down at the federal webmasters, they don't call them webmasters, web managers are having a two-day conference that started this morning, and I was down talking to them. And one of the issues that they're sort of struggling with, well, one of them is, yes, they want to do all these things. How do they actually implement them in the safe way, in the private, you know, addressing all the privacy, addressing all the issues that they have, but also there's almost a little bit, I think, they're sensing a fatigue with all the, so we have smallbusiness.gov and we have recovery.gov and every issue now has its own .gov domain, which all of a sudden, you know, may actually disperse people's ability to find what they're actually looking for.
That's exactly right. I mean, when I think of I need information from the U.S. government, I'm not necessarily thinking of what agency or what department or what program I need. I need it from the U.S. government, and it should be easier for citizens to come and find that. And even as you move from site to site, they have a different look and feel. They have a different navigation scheme. You know, there's different ways of functionality that exists on each of the sites. So a huge, almost insurmountable task. But imagine the value if it was really one site, and I went to, let's just say, USA.gov and navigated from there, which there is obviously a pretty effective site called USA.gov to navigate, but most citizens aren't using that as the gateway. They're using search, they're trying to get to the right place, and that is a difficult task. There's an immense amount of information and services available on these sites, which has incredible value. We need to do a better job to unlock that value.
I just want to ask you one, and we're rapidly running out of time, but there's also a debate going on about how searchable, and I know the government printing office is creating this site to sort of search government documents. It's always, I know it struck some people as, okay, why not make these more Googleable, make them more to the search engines that already exist out there? Because in the end, that's how people are really going to find the information that they're looking for.
Well, there's sort of two schools of thought. I mean, Google, obviously, and any search engine, Ask or whoever, is a great feature to be able to really come in and be able to figure out what's going on our websites, right, and find out, you know, the information that we're looking for. But to a great extent, we also want to be able to navigate through that. Generally, and this is a huge generalization, people would rather navigate through a website than search, because often when you do search, especially on-site search, you get a lot of different documents with the same phrases in it, and it can be a bit of a task to dig through that. So navigation is usually priority one for users once they get to a site, and search being second. If we think of all of the U.S. government as one site, the preference is going to be for people to navigate. But it is a challenge to search, and when you think about the immense number of documents and the immense number of sites that exist, this is no easy task.